Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Senator, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Dom. How are you?
Well, very well. How's the golf game? Have you been playing? You're recovered from everything now.
Well, you know, we got tied up with this little impeachment thing that wouldn't let us leave our desk. I mean, it was probably the most boring thing I've ever done in my life and the most useless use of government funds I've ever seen. But, you know, the great irony of the whole impeachment thing was, you know, they accused the president of using the government to go after his political opponents. And what did they do? They used the impeachment process in an election year. And a lot of people don't realize this. Not only did they go after their political opponent, they were trying to have him removed from the ballot. Most Americans don't realize this wasn't just about removing him from office. This was about removing him from the ballot in the middle of an election. No one's ever done anything like this. The audacity and the gall of the Democrats is beyond the pale.
That is a great point. Now, you, though, are in the catbird seat with these reforms that are being talked about. And talking with the president, but there appears to be some back and forth with Barr and maybe you around what should be done about the phone records and I guess about FISA. What is happening right now and what's your view as far as what should be done?
You know, it's really disappointing. The secret court, the FISA court, went after President Trump, abused their authority. The FBI lied 17 times to start this investigation of his campaign and spy on his campaign. President had it right when he said they spied on his campaign. And now his attorney general is saying, oh, we just need to reauthorize the Patriot Act and I'll do some regulatory changes, but we don't want any real reform done by Congress. And this is missing a huge opportunity. And I cannot believe that the president actually agrees with him. But we were told yesterday that Barr and the president are on the same page and he doesn't want any FISA reforms. That to me is an abomination and I will fight it with everything I've got.
Well let me interrupt and ask now, you counsel with the president, you actually have audience with him, and I know he values your opinion. So what do you think happened? Somebody else got to him here. Of course this ought to be reformed.
I'm going to talk to the president when he gets back from India. So in the next day or two, I'm hoping to go to the White House with a group of people who want FISA reform, let him know that Barr is down here lobbying for no reform. I mean, this is crazy. The president has wanted this reform. Every time I've ever talked to the president over the last year or two, he said this should never happen to another president. We should never allow the abuse of the FISA authority to another president. But the attorney general changing some rules, some regulations, which can be reversed by the next attorney general, is not the answer. The answer is real reform, and it's time to say that a secret court that's supposed to spy on foreigners should not spy on Americans or American political campaigns. Simple. And we should have a vote on that. We may not win, but we should have a vote on that. And historically, Democrats would have agreed with us. The question is whether or not they're so deranged by their hatred of Trump, whether they still agree that we shouldn't let secret courts spy on Americans. But I want to have that vote. I'm going to insist on the vote. I'm going to let the president know that his attorney general is down here lobbying against us voting. He lobbied us yesterday for a clean reauthorization of the Patriot Act, meaning no reform, and he said that's the president's position. I think he misrepresented the president's position, and I'm going to try to talk to the president to make sure he knows that there's a group of us that do want real reform.
Absolutely. Well, I'm very glad to hear that. I was really surprised with that. I don't understand the politics of it. Is there any agenda politics? Is it just the new Barr trying to send signals to the Justice Department that he's independent? Is that what it is?
I think that it's the basic instincts. The Attorney General historically has been, more a part of the intelligence community than he has been an opponent. I've been a longtime believer in reform even before President Trump came on the scene. Barr would be more of the establishment, one who believes that, we at all costs, we need to keep this powerful intelligence community and all of this power, and then we hope that they do the right thing. I think hope is misplaced with regard to this enormous amount of power. It needs to be constrained. It needs to be regulated. It needs to be have a lasso put around basically the intelligence community so they cannot spy on Americans. And it has to be forbidden. It can't be just, oh, guys, next time do a better job. It has to be forbidden. We should not let a secret court investigate anybody's political campaign, whether it's Republican, Democrat, or whatever.
We're talking with Senator Rand Paul. Now, your most recent book, I think I'm right, The Case Against Socialism, is really succinct and to the point. What is it out of the book that you would say is the best pushback for listeners, Senator, around what seems to be this surge by Bernie Sanders and some others?
I think that the argument that Bernie makes that his is going to be a kinder, gentler
right.
socialism is not represented in history. Every time we've tried socialism, whether there was an election involved or not, it's ended in violence, it's ended in famine, and it's not something that should be desired. Also, everything he says about, we can have all this free stuff, free college, free health care, and it's not going to cost you anything, is a lie. They say, only the very rich will have to pay for it. It's a lie. If you look at the big welfare states in Scandinavia that Bernie seems to love, they tax the heck out of everybody. 25% sales tax on every item, including food, in Scandinavia. So
wow.
The working class pay an enormous tax by paying a 25% sales tax. There's also a 60% income tax that starts at $60,000 a year in Scandinavia. So if Bernie wants to be like Scandinavia, beware, America. The poor and the middle class will bear the bulk of the taxes for all this so-called free stuff.
Is that book out in paperback now, Senator, of The Case Against Socialism?
I think we haven't gone to paperback yet. We're still too new for that, but we're doing quite well with it. My wife and I wrote the book, and it's a good read, and I think it's great for young people who think, well, maybe socialism, maybe it might not be so bad. I think it's a great read as far as what's going on in Venezuela, Scandinavia, and really some of the historical pogroms and violence that happened in the last century as well.
Parting area, the president doing a news conference today on coronavirus. What are your thoughts about where we are as far as preparation, what should be done? And again, I think it underlines China again and the threat that we see from a communist country.
I think our medical community and government has, thought about the ideas of pandemic for a long time, and you make preparations. I think there's only so much government can do. And I guess it's, to me, a bit insulting that you have Democrats using something like a pandemic or an infectious disease and blaming it on a political party. I don't think we yet know. Could this turn out to be the Spanish flu and 21 million people die? I don't think so. I think it's going to be something more along the line of the SARS from a few years ago, maybe a little bit worse. And we don't know. We'll know a lot more in a month. We'll know a heck of a lot more in 2 months. But there's only so much you can do. I mean, we are susceptible to viruses. This is sort of in the same family of some very benign cold viruses or coronaviruses also. This one's not so benign, but I don't know that there's any one thing we can do. We have a lot of antiviral medicines, though, from our research on AIDS, and some of those I think are starting to show some promise. I think there's also some vaccines starting to show some promise. Takes a while, though, and, the traditional vaccines can take 6 months to a year to develop, and so I don't think that that's going to be an immediate benefit. But my hope is that one of the antiviral drugs that they use mm-hmm. for AIDS or some of those that have been used in that category might actually be useful here.
Senator, thank you. Thanks so much. Good luck with your talk with the president here. We need that. We need to have it for all time. If this crisis that we went through doesn't bring that up, then I don't know what can work in Washington.
You're right. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Senator.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.